One of the most challenging and graceful track and field events has got to be the pole vault. There's this athlete running, then he's airborne on that pole, and now he's gliding up and over that bar. Can't you picture it? Well, up at least. Oh no, the bar comes crashing down. The vaulter didn't clear the bar. But wait, here come the officials. Listen to what they're saying to the unsuccessful vaulter. Well, that was a little high for you, wasn't it? Well, listen, why don't we lower the bar a couple of notches? We'll just keep lowering it until you can clear it. Don't hold your breath looking for a scene like that on the Olympics or any other sports program. They're never going to lower the bar in a track meet. Of course, it's happening all too often in the church. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about twisting the Bible to match your life. There's an interesting trend among God's people today to sort of rewrite God's laws when someone I love has violated them. So if a friend or family member of yours hasn't cleared God's standards, well, we just suddenly find justification for lowering the bar. In our word for today from the Word of God, 1 Samuel 13, verse 14, David was the one who was described as a man after God's own heart. And yet we know that by 2 Samuel chapter 12, he has committed a gross sin of adultery with Bathsheba, and then setting up her husband to die on the front lines. Here's the man God loves, the man after God's heart. But listen to what God says through the prophet Nathan. Now, therefore, the sword will never depart from your house, David, because you despised me and took the wife of Uriah to be your own. This is what the Lord says. Out of your own household, I'm going to bring calamity upon you. Before your very eyes, I will take your wives and give them to the one who is close to you, and he will lie with your wives in broad daylight. You did it in secret, but I will do this in broad daylight before all Israel. See, the man God loved didn't clear the bar. Did God lower it? No, he can't. But apparently we can when it's a choice between the laws of God and our love for someone close to us. We tend to rewrite the laws to fit the one we love, to find a loophole that they can squeeze through. We can be very clear as to what God says about sex and abortion and divorce and about marrying an unbeliever and about revenge until someone close to us steps outside those boundaries. It's amazing how we suddenly start twisting verses and finding loopholes and reinterpreting scripture and playing theological games that satisfy our logic, but not God's holiness. And we accept some unacceptable compromises. It's understandable, but it's wrong. When sin gets close to home, it can teach us how to be more merciful than we've ever been before, and that's good. How to be less judgmental, and that's good. And it can give us a wonderful opportunity to show God's unconditional love for people, whether they clear the bar or not, and that's good. But we can't in that process, when we're loving and forgiving and accepting people in their sinful moment, we can't dare to try to lower God's standard. He didn't, even for the man he loved deeply. And we can't either. To be sure, God picks us up when we fail, and when we collapse on the other side of our sin, he won't bend his laws for anyone. He can't, and neither can we. We love them. We pray for them. We embrace them. But the bar must stay where it is.
Hey friend, discover the power of your hope story. When we get to the finish line of our lives, we want to say, I made a difference. You can. Many lives can be touched by your life forever. God wants to use your influence in the lives of lost people around you to help them be in heaven with you someday. That's where your story comes in. Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. That's yourhopestory.com. That website again, yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.